Now, the CNA 938 World Report.
I'm Benji Hyer in London. Welcome to Thursday's edition of our new programme here on CNA 938.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. Today, more very bad news for the US economy. Output plunged in the first quarter. We'll hear from an analyst who says things are only going to get worse.
We and others are forecasting an unprecedented contraction, an unemployment rate near 20%.
Italy gradually lifts its coronavirus restrictions. We'll talk to our reporter there.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his partner welcome a baby boy.
We'll look at the enormous impact COVID-19 is having on Native Americans, the country's indigenous inhabitants.
And remembering Irfan Khan, a giant of Indian and global film.
If the heart is in the right place, you don't need anything, you know. That's the magic of cinema.
That's all coming up after the latest news. You're listening to CNA 938 World Report. I'm Benji Hyer in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. We begin here in the United States because as everyone was heading to bed last night across Asia, truly awful economic numbers were published here. They showed output plunging during the first quarter of the year, down to -4.8, conjuring up fresh fears that America is on the brink of another Great Depression. Meanwhile, there was more hopeful news overnight with regard to a possible treatment for COVID-19. With all the details, here's our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks.
It is now official. The US economy is shrinking at its fastest pace since the global economic crisis of 2008. But reacting to the GDP numbers that show a contraction in growth in the first quarter to -4.8%, the president insisted the worst will soon be over.
We had the best economy ever, and we're going to have it again. The fourth quarter is going to be fantastic. I think next year, we're going to have a tremendous year next year. We're going to be in great shape. As a country, you're going to see tremendous growth.
Analysts don't necessarily agree with that.
It could take 3 years to get the level of GDP back to where it was.
That's Michael Gapon, the chief US economist for Barclays, speaking to Yahoo Finance. He thinks the economy is in for a very rough ride. 20% unemployment, he thinks, by May or June, and a rebound that will depend entirely on how much coronavirus testing the US now accomplishes.
I do think that there is broad agreement on the general outline, and that is a contraction in the first half, an unprecedented decline in the second quarter, but a resumption of growth in the third quarter. That's obviously dependent on whether we have an adequate testing regime in place and we can quarantine and isolate affected persons effectively. And if that's the case, we should be growing then in the second half of the year.
But it is not currently the case, at least according to the governors of many American states and according to the president's own top public health official, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says testing here needs to double before the economy reopens. At the White House on Wednesday, his attention was focused on a new possible treatment for COVID-19.
Remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery.
And so he says the Food and Drug Administration is going to issue an emergency authorization for remdesivir to be used in the treatment of patients after it showed promise in a study mounted by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease.
What it is proven is that a drug can block this virus. Looking forward, this is very optimistic.
If he sounds like a man still in the middle of the medical battle against COVID-19, then the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is the flip side of the coin.
And we're on the other side of the medical aspect of this, and I think that we've achieved all the different milestones that are needed. So the federal government rose to the challenge, and this is a great success story.
There will be many Americans who take issue with the idea that the country's experience at the hands of coronavirus has been a great success. 58,000 deaths and counting. That's more than America's losses during the Vietnam War. Over 1 million cases of confirmed infection. And growing evidence that those numbers are unreliable and undercount the true picture. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.
Next to Italy, where more than 27,000 people have now died from COVID-19. But after 7 weeks of being under lockdown, Italians are now itching to get back outdoors, hug their friends, and start putting life back to normal. Giuseppe Conte, Italy's prime minister, is defending his cautious plans for what he's calling a slow lifting of the restrictions enforcing Europe's longest coronavirus lockdown. The country must now wait until next week, when strict curbs to slow the spread of the disease will eventually be eased. Earlier, I spoke to our reporter Hermione Kitson in Pescara on Italy's east coast.
On Monday, the lockdown will start to be eased, but that will mark almost 2 months of complete national lockdown. So residents here haven't been able to leave their homes unless for urgent reasons, not even to go for a walk or around the block, not any kind of outdoor activity whatsoever. Everybody's very looking forward to these restrictions being eased. From next week, parks will reopen, factories will reopen, building sites will reopen, but there's still a lot to be clarified in terms of exactly what kind of businesses will be able to restart during this second phase of the exit strategy.
And so what was it that triggered the Prime Minister to say this is the moment that we are going to begin to reopen some parts of the economy?
The curve, you know, has plateaued to an extent that some restrictions will be able to be eased. But these restrictions, when they're eased from next week, there will constantly have to be some kind of reporting from the regions as to the rate of infection. And if we see any kind of increase, the restrictions could be imposed again.
And people across Italy, as you said, families for weeks now have been stuck inside. Are people looking forward to finally having the opportunity to go out on the street and live a normal life?
Absolutely. People are really excited, but I think they're also a little bit worried because nobody really understands what this new normal will look like. Leading into the summer months here in Italy, just how will they regulate? How will the government put measures in place to ensure there is kind of social distancing imposed in beaches, beach clubs, under those beach umbrellas?
And Italy has been a fascinating example of the strictest type of lockdown possible, but other countries have taken alternative ways of dealing with the coronavirus. Sweden, for instance, largely going on with ordinary business. People in Italy, are they largely supportive of what the government has done over the last month or so?
They've seen these measures as necessary because the figures we've seen in Italy have been so high. Italians kind of felt helpless. What can we do to see the numbers stabilize, and how can we help the country as a whole? Now, after 2 months, they are kind of getting impatient and they're wanting to see these rules lifted, and perhaps sooner than what's been touted from next week.
Finally, in the last couple of days, you've witnessed these flash mobs outside of some restaurants in cities across Italy. What's that all about?
Last night at 9 o'clock, across Italy, restaurants turned their lights on, they set the tables with nobody who was coming to dine, imaginary diners. This was a part of a national flash mob, a national protest calling on the government to let them open sooner than the June 1 date that was announced on Sunday. They say, you know, why should factories, for example, be allowed to open from the 4th of May next week when there's hundreds of people working within close proximity, and restaurants, for example, perhaps there are only 10 people.
Hermione Kitson in Pescara, Italy. Still to come on the programme, it's a boy. Boris Johnson and his fiancée celebrate the birth of a son.
But British Airways staff get some awful news. A quarter of the workforce is being made redundant.
And later in the programme, we remember the Indian actor Irfan Khan.
And then Richard Parker, my fierce companion, the terrible one who kept me alive, disappeared forever from my life.
Starring there in Life of Pi, he has died at the age of just 53. That's all ahead on CNA 938 World Report.